Chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. So, Jenny, my goodness, I'm so excited about this episode. But, you know, this episode really wasn't intended necessarily to be released, was it? And we just kind of, it was a crazy time in the world. What time frame was this, Jenny?
So we would have recorded this probably in May, the end of May. So like a year or 3 years ago this week.
May of
I think it was the end of May of 2020.
Yeah. And so here we had, we've been doing the podcast. We started the podcast in 2018 and we're going gangbusters and we built this. In fact, you're sitting in it today, this gorgeous podcast room that was just with all the right equipment and everything. And then all of a sudden, I think it was around May 18th or March 18th, the world shut down. And we're like, okay, well, we've got enough podcast in the hopper to make it another month. And then we're getting into it and we're going, we think it's going to be longer than a month that we're going to all be sequestered in our homes.
Right. So we all got together, the engineer and the producer and you and me, and said, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
So yeah, our engineer, our amazing engineer, Daniel, gave us a whole bunch of links to equipment to buy. We bought it, sent it to my house. And, so the episode that we're going to air now is that test of that equipment. That's basically what that was.
Yeah. It was our first time that we had tried doing all of this virtually. And so it was really funny because I can't remember who recently said to you and I, now I want to hear a podcast with you and Jenny.
Was it Zach Clark on his episode? At the end of his episode, we were just talking and he said something about, you guys need to do an episode. He said people who compliment each other, I think is how he got into that. And he said, you guys need to do an episode about, you know, you have your strengths and Jenny has her strengths. And, I said, there actually is an episode.
That's right. And we should pull it out. And, so that's precisely what we did. Yeah. I think really, and I loved what he said. He's just such a dear friend and, you know, our listeners can listen to his episode when it comes out, but he had said Jenny plus Lisa equals something extra.
That's right. That's what that was. That's right.
Yeah. So I loved that. But Jenny, like in the beginning, you know, tell me what we had to do.
It was crazy in the beginning. We just didn't really know what was going on. And so we scheduled podcasts. We were able to open it up to people who didn't live in St. Louis or weren't in St. Louis, because previously we had only done in-person either you traveled, you know, you did it whenever you were at a conference with people who are also at the conference, or people who were in town just in St. Louis, or people who live in St. Louis. So those were the only ones we did, and all of a sudden it opened it up to the whole world. So our first few episodes, one of our very first virtual episodes was Albert Pujols.
Oh, you are exactly right. Because he was
Yeah,
sitting in California and
he
we're
was.
here. And yeah, that was
Yeah.
amazing. And then Todd Perry, of course, was here.
Right.
So yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's probably
Yeah,
one of the first
that was
virtual
one of
ones
the
we
first
did.
ones. And then we attempted, we bought three boxes of podcast equipment that we put together, and with microphones and stands and headphones. And whenever we did someone in St. Louis, I would drive to their house with my mask on and leave it on their front porch, and then call them from the car, and sometimes sit in my car and try to connect with them to make sure that it worked.
Right.
That was crazy. I spent a lot of time doing that, and then we decided that it was taking just too much time to do that, and the sound quality wasn't that much better with the microphones, so.
Right. And so many people now, because we've kind of moved into this virtual world or hybrid
Right.
world at least, a lot of people gone out and bought
People,
their own microphones and external
yes.
mics and
Yeah.
cameras
In
and all
fact, our
kinds
the
of things.
podcast mic that we use, we had purchased two, and we decided we needed another one. And it was on back order for about 6 months. That was in summer of 2020.
Yeah, crazy time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited to share this episode because anybody that knows me most likely knows you.
Or has
And
emailed me.
we're kind of a package deal, Jenny and I are. But now, let's see, you've worked for us for how long now, Jenny?
11 and a half years.
11 and a half years. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, so, but anyway, I hope that our listeners enjoy this. You get a little bit more insight into Miss Jenny Hill.
My
That is
past
just,
life.
yes, that is the most amazing, amazing person. The best EA, the best second brain on the planet, in my opinion. So enjoy, listeners.
Thank you.
I am thrilled to have Jenny Hill on the show today. If you know me, most likely you know Jenny. Jenny has been my executive assistant now for 9 years, and I literally could not keep all the plates spinning if it were not for her. I wanted to give our listeners a chance to get to know her. What you may not know is Jenny comes from a deep theater background where she spent years in New York and with Stages St. Louis before joining the Technology Partners family. Special shout out to someone Jenny and I both know and love, Jack Lane, as it was Jack who connected us years ago. So, Jenny, I am so excited to have you on the show today.
I am so excited to be here.
And I see that you're at Hogwarts.
I am
How is that?
secluded. We have no cases of COVID-19 here yet.
That's wonderful. Have you seen Harry today?
I have not. He's quite the celebrity.
So, Annie, tell me, what was life growing up like for you?
Oh, gosh. I grew up in Belleville, Illinois. You know, typical small town. I went to several schools in Belleville. We moved around a few times. And I was sort of didn't have a niche, you know, like I didn't feel like I fit in very much in school until I got to high school. My first year of high school, I discovered the theater and found my people.
Yeah, you found your tribe, didn't
I
you?
did.
So that's a perfect segue. So then you went to college, and then I want to know, I believe you were in New York for a while, and I want to know about that.
I was in college. I was a chemical engineer major for 2 years, and that was terrible. And then I became an education major for 2 semesters. And then after JA, teaching for JA for third graders, I decided that was not for me. And then I moved into theater. And so I was in college for 7 very long years. Then we'll call it my junior year. It was my 5th year of college. I got a job at the Muni in the summer, and I was a production assistant, and I worked at the Muni for 4 years. And then when I graduated from college, I moved to New York and I lived there for 2 years.
Okay. So you worked at the Muni. Can you remember one of the shows that you absolutely loved? What was your favorite show to work on when you were there for 4 years? Do you remember?
My favorite cast was 1776.
Ooh.
Not the best show as shows go. Very long and tedious. However, the cast was my favorite. They were mostly men. There were only two women in that show. And they were hilarious. And we had a really, really great time. Got to work with some really funny people.
Do you keep up with any of them today? Did any of them go on to be on Broadway?
Well, yeah. So most of them were actually had done Broadway before.
Oh, good.
Probably the biggest name in that show was Gary Beach, was his name. He played Richard Henry Lee from Virginia. He was the original Roger in The Producers.
Very good.
And he was also in Beauty and the Beast. He was Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast. And he actually just recently passed away last year.
Well, that's sad. Well, tell me about New York then. And I know that I think you probably have some pretty fun stories from your New York days. So you moved to New York. And how old were you, Jenny?
26.
26. And you moved there on your own.
I moved there after a breakup. In fact, 1 month.
So you were running away from a boy?
I was. I was devastated. And I moved 1 month later, just picked up and called my friends from the Muni who all live in New York. And my friend Gary said that he had a dining room that I could live in for as long as I wanted to for $750 a month.
Oh my goodness. Now, did you have access to the restroom?
Yes. Yeah.
You lived in the dining room.
But I lived
you
in the dining room.
Access to the restroom.
I did. It was a one bedroom apartment in New Jersey overlooking the Hudson. So we were at about 66th Street, Manhattan. If you looked straight across was our building from there. So it was a beautiful view.
So what did you do once you got there?
So I got a job 2 days before I left. And Gary, my roommate, was the stage manager on A Christmas Carol at Madison Square Garden. And he had talked to the producer and the producer said, hey, our Scrooge needs an assistant. And his name was F. Murray Abraham, the Scrooge. You may know him from Amadeus. He was Solieri in Amadeus. He was also in Finding Forrester. And so I got to New York and that day I went to Radio City to meet with the producer. And then he told me that Murray wanted to meet me the next day. And so this was like 2 days before rehearsal. So I went to Murray's apartment on Fifth Avenue and he wanted to go through the script. So I was reading it to him and then he wanted me to sing him the songs. And I had never seen the show.
Oh my.
I got the script that day.
But he wanted you to sing him the songs.
Yeah, he wanted me to teach him the music.
Okay.
And I said I didn't know the music. And he got very angry with me and told me to leave. And then rehearsal.
Wish somebody had prepared you for that.
I know. Well, no one really knew he was going to do that.
Right.
So, I mean, I was hired to like get his laundry and
not teach him the song.
No, like I was like a personal assistant. Right. I wasn't like a production assistant. You know what I mean?
Sure. How do you pivot from something like that? I mean, did you?
I went to Radio City and I went to Jeff and I was like, he wants me to know the show. What do I do? And Jeff gave me the video of the show from the first season. We were on season 8 at this point. And I went home and I watched it all night long and I learned everything.
You learned every song and every...
All of his choreography, all of the music, all of his lines, everything. I learned everything.
Wow.
All night. I didn't sleep. And then I went into rehearsal. And then he fired me 4 days later.
Oh, no. What? Were you able to warn the next person, Jenny?
Well, he didn't get another assistant.
Wow.
He didn't want one.
Amazing.
So on the fourth day of rehearsal, I went in and I said, Mr. Abraham, this clearly isn't working. And he said, don't give up on me yet, kiddo. And he made me sit in rehearsal and yell at me all day. And then at the end of the day, he called me aside and he said, I don't think this is working.
Well, I hope I've never yelled at you, Jenny.
No. You are the best boss.
Oh,
he would be
you.
The worst boss. But it actually was a blessing in disguise because the producer felt so sorry for me that he hired me to work in the office. And I fell into company management office with them. and I became a company manager. And I did for another 10 years.
Yeah. So that's where you got tons of your organization skills, I bet. Oh, my word.
Yes.
In business, the tendency is to seek out partners who are bigger, faster, stronger. When it comes to IT, you should be looking for smarter, faster, better. That's just what you'll find with the talented technologists at Technology Partners. Our experts develop custom solutions to tackle your most complex challenges, all to simplify your processes in the smartest, most efficient way possible. The time to be swift and nimble starts now. Go to technologypartners.net/solutions and see what's possible.
So I believe where we left off is you basically got fired.
I did.
From your job in New York.
First and last time that I have ever been fired.
So what happened then? Because obviously you're back in St. Louis. You don't live in New York anymore.
So the producer called me aside after rehearsal that day when he heard that Murray fired me and said, please come to Radio City next week. We'll find you something to do. So I went to Radio City and started just doing odd jobs around the office, which was cool. You know, the Radio City Rockettes were in rehearsals, I guess, at that point. So I was riding the elevator with them every day.
Did you learn how to do the kicking and sync?
No.
No?
No. I did get caught in an elevator when the elevator stopped with about 12 Rockettes, and we were stuck for about 5 minutes, and they were freaking out.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was just like, everybody stay calm.
You were the voice of reason.
They're giant elevators. They're huge, like, the, you know, like the elevators they have at hotels that they move stuff around in. But they're not, they're beautiful, but they're very large like that. So a lot of people can fit in there. And then I fell into the company management office. They really liked me and started giving me things to do. And that took the pressure off of Jeff, the producer, to find things for me to do. So I became their assistant.
So how long did you do that?
I did it until the show closed. I went into January with that, with them to clean up. And then I was unemployed. That was the theme of New York, unemployment.
Oh my goodness. So what did you do then?
Then I sat in my apartment for 2 weeks and I ate Ben and Jerry's and watched The West Wing. Because, you know, it was freezing. It's January, February in New York and it's cold and sucked. And spent money every time you walked out the door for a bus. And, you know, we were about a 15-minute bus ride to the city. Once you got in the city, you had to eat. And
for 2 weeks, you ate Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. And then my roommate, again, was a stage manager, and he was set to go on to the producer's national tour, second national tour. And before they did that, they had needed rehearsal with Martin Short and Jason Alexander in town for 3 weeks because they were going into the first national tour, which was sitting down in LA. LA, they always bring in big names to do that. And they needed rehearsal, and either Jason Alexander or Martin Short, one of them, well, they both needed an assistant. And so Gary asked if I would be one of their assistants. And I was a little leery after my first experience.
I could imagine.
Celebrity assistant. But I said yes because I was poor and needed a job. And so I was assigned to Jason Alexander, and he was absolutely lovely.
So they assigned you. You didn't get a choice between Martin Short or Jason.
I didn't. I would have picked Martin Short, which would have been a mistake.
Okay.
But he also was a lovely person. He's just all over the place.
So Jason Alexander, you were his assistant. So what would a day in the life look like for an assistant to Jason Alexander?
Well, I went to the hotel and picked him up every day. In the car service. I met the car service. Or actually, I went to the hotel. I walked to the hotel and then met him there. And we took the car service into rehearsal, which he told me I didn't need to do, but I really wanted to do because it was cool. We chatted on the way to rehearsal and then we went into rehearsal. And sometimes he would say, can you go pick up my laundry? Can you go get me snacks or whatever, go grocery shopping? And so I would do that. And then I would just sit in rehearsal and watch rehearsal, which was fascinating. If there was one thing that I wish we had had in 2003, it is a camera phone.
Oh my goodness, yes. Would you have been able to do that though?
I mean, in secret, just for myself, just covertly do it. Because, but you know, we had the disposable cameras. So it was like, click. Right. It was not covert at all.
Right.
So I didn't get any pictures, which is sad. Except for on our last day, Jason asked if I wanted to go to lunch, and he took me to a hot dog cart and bought me a hot dog. And then we went to the video arcade and played video games. And we got our picture taken in like a photo booth, which was fun.
Are you serious? So he wanted to go play video games.
We played like laser tag and stuff at this. It was a big, it was in Times Square. It was like one of those really big places. And I mean, we only had like 30 minutes.
So how long were you Jason's assistant?
3 weeks. And then he went to, well, the last day was a lot of fun because we had rehearsal in the morning and then we went to the arcade. And then in the afternoon, they shot a commercial for LA. So I got to sit and watch that process, which was a lot of fun. I also got to be in auditions. They were replacing some cast members. And so Susan Stroman, who is the director choreographer for producers, I got to sit in those rehearsals while they were trying to replace people. And that was insane. I mean, that was like people would walk in and they would sing three bars of music and she would say, "That's enough. Thank you."
Oh my goodness.
I felt so bad for those people.
Wow, what a wild ride. So much fun. Well, and I know you love theater today. I mean, if you could do a trip, it's going to be to New York just for fun, right? And to go to shows. And so fast forward for me, because when you and I met, you were working for a beloved theater company here in St. Louis that you and I both love. How did that come about?
I wanted to come home from New York and I told some people, I'm done with this life. This is too hard to get a job every 3 months. And I said, I want to work in theater and there's not a whole lot of theater in St. Louis. So a guy that I worked with on A Christmas Carol, who also happened to live in my building and is best friends with my roommate, Gary, his name is David Schmidto. And David Schmidto had worked at Stages in St. Louis for many years, and he was very beloved there. And so he told me that he would put a good word in. Uh-huh. So I came home, and I was friends with a bunch of Muni people. And so I talked to Larry Pry, he worked at the Muni at the time, and he worked at our Stages Academy. And I said, I want to work at Stages. So he actually hand-delivered my resume to Ron Gibbs at Stages. And then I got an interview.
And then the rest is history. So in Stages has the professional side, the professional theater, but then also they have a performing arts academy.
Which is how we met.
Yes, that's how you and I met. Because all three of our kids went through the Stages Performing Arts Academy. And it is fabulous if anyone has kids that have shown an interest in theater or singing, acting, dancing, you get the whole nine yards there. So then, Jenny, then you were there for what, 9 years, 10 years?
7.5.
Okay. So the way you and I got together is one night I was at a board meeting because I was on the board for Stages and I was at a board meeting and Jack came up to me and said, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, I need an assistant." He's like, "You don't have an assistant?" And I said, "No, I confirm all my own appointments, et cetera, et cetera." He said, "Well, I have somebody that you need to meet." And of course, you and I had met one another, but I didn't really know you. And do you remember where we had lunch?
54th Street.
Which still happens to be one of my favorite places. I probably had the chicken fajita salad.
You did.
And so we talked, and you've been with Technology Partners ever since.
Yeah, 9 years. Has it been 9 years?
Crazy. Yeah. And I did not take you from Stages. I mean, I
was looking and I had told Jack and Michael that I couldn't stay anymore because I was getting married. And I mean, the summers, you just don't have any time to do anything, just theater, theater, theater. And I wanted to have a baby.
Right.
I told them that it was time for me to leave. And then Jack started looking for me.
I feel blessed. I count my blessings every day because you are just a game changer all the way around. I always say Jenny is the queen bee. If you want to know anything that's going on at Technology Partners, she knows. But, you know, you told me a funny story one time because as the company manager, Jenny, I remember you telling me that, you know, if an actor has an accident or 1 o'clock in the morning gets sick, you were the person, right, that was designated to go pick them up and take them to wherever they needed to go. And
right. Yeah. So I spent quite a few nights in the hospital and or doctor's offices. I spent a lot of time in doctor's offices, not just accidents, but allergies. St. Louis allergies are miserable, especially for people who don't live here.
Was that an issue for the actors in that? Because
every show. Yeah, especially the first two shows were the worst. In fact, did you see Man of La Mancha the first time they did that?
No.
Gary Lindemann was our Don Quixote, and he had severe allergies and he lost his voice the day of opening. So I took him to ENT here in town, and they actually came to the show. We got them tickets to the show, and they gave him a shot during the performance.
Oh, my goodness. Was he able to perform? Mm-hmm. They gave him some sort of
steroids. Yeah, that was the most intense one we've ever had. We had someone get their fingers slammed in the door of a car on the way to the show, and she had to go to the hospital and ended up, she couldn't come back into the show.
Oh, my goodness. I guess in theater, there always has to be some sort of contingency plan, right, Jenny? So what did they, there's an understudy?
You just scramble, and there is always an understudy for the main leads. In that particular instance, there hadn't been a rehearsal yet because we don't have rehearsal until the week after opening. And this was before opening. So we were still in previews at this point. So the understudy actually had to do opening night, press opening. She was wonderful. And the poor girl that got her hand slammed couldn't go home. She had to stay in St. Louis for 3 weeks and have surgery and had to just stay in the apartment all day and couldn't do anything. I feel bad for her.
Accidents happen though. I mean, you know, you have to have a plan for those things. Let's talk personally a little bit, Jenny. So you ended up getting married.
I did.
I think Caleb is one of those guys who could do anything he puts his mind to. Oh, something else very, very important is not only did you get married, but you had a beautiful little girl that my grandson loves, Cora.
Yes, and Cora loves Sawyer as well. She's 5 and has lots of fun stories.
She's hilarious.
Hilarious, yes. In fact, last week, we had all those plants in our sunroom. I hear from the other room and she's like, hey, guys, we need to talk about these plants. They're getting a little bit too big for this room. We need to move those outside. Okay.
Maybe a botanist or interior designer. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, she is precious. Sawyer and she really do get along. I think they just kind of get each other, you know?
They really are. They're good at playing, letting each other do their own thing, which she has sometimes has a hard time with. I mean, she wants to control the situation sometimes. So she tries to get other people to play how she plays. But with Sawyer, they don't do that.
Right.
I think they're both probably strong personalities. And so they just let each other be.
Right. Jenny, I'm putting you on the spot here, but this is something extra. What do you believe is the something extra that every leader needs?
What I think every leader needs is empathy.
That's a good one.
I think that leaders need to be able to go into the shoes of the people that they lead and be able to understand where they're coming from. You know, there are expectations, of course, that have to be put on people, but you also need to be able to understand and to change the rules if the rules need to be changed in a specific situation for someone.
Right.
Which I think you and Greg do amazingly.
Oh.
I mean, you always take every situation for what it is instead of saying, this is our policy and we always stick by our policy and this is what we're going to do. And I'm sorry. And that's just it. I mean, you're probably the most empathetic people that I've ever worked for.
Okay. Now you're going to have me crying. No, I'm getting teary eyed.
Well done.
But thank you for that, Jenny. And you know, it's like my good friend Lethea says, there's always a next level, so we can always do better. But I appreciate that because I do believe, you know, it's being human, right? And realizing that we're all human.
Yes.
And you have to understand.
Everybody makes mistakes and everybody gets into situations that they don't know how to get out of.
That's right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome.
This has been so much fun.
This has been fun. I've enjoyed it a lot. Thanks for letting me tell my stories.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you for being here, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.